Hello, everybody. On a whim, I decided to pull up my laptop computer. The other issue was happening on my desktop computer, so just to allay any possibilities that it was something that went wonky on that computer, I've pulled up my laptop now and got it connected to our internet, and the cube is now updating, and once it finishes, we'll see how it comes up when it restarts. One thing I don't like about the cube updater, and that is that you can't really track the progress. Once you tell it, okay, go ahead and update, it just disappears. And as far as I know, there isn't really a way to track how well it's doing. So, I suppose that it would tell you if anything went wrong mid-process, but we'll see. I'm going to pause this till it finishes downloading and installing, and then I will get this on record and run the application, and we'll experience it together. So we'll catch you in a bit. The download has finished. Now, something I forgot to include on the last boo was that the desktop computer which I was first trying this on runs XP. This one, my laptop, runs Windows 7. Incidentally, I'm in no hurry to even change that because of the cost, for one thing, but I have to kind of need to be able to think about doing it. So it's finished downloading, and I'm at that point on Windows 7 where it's asking if I want to allow this program to make changes on this computer. And it doesn't always read great with window eyes, which is what I've got running right now. So I'm just going to say yes, I think, because it's not... I know it's the cube that I'm playing with, so...
Late change when these notifications appear.
No.
Show details button. Late change when these notifications... Show details... Yes, live button.
Wow. So we'll see what it does.
Secure UAP background window. Okay button. Dialog the cube update and update for the cube has been downloaded and installed. Press OK to restart the application and begin using the new version. Enjoy. Default OK button.
Okay.
Starting. Arrow.
I will do that.
Dialog window eyes shell 32.set minimized.
So it's going to restart the cube and try to connect. Which I thought would be before now. Is that thing done what I think? Where am I even? Wow.
Desktop. Window eyes shell 32. Desktop. Check the cube list view 14 of 22.
You shouldn't have to restart it. What's going on? I'm going to pause this until I get a better sense of what's happening here. Well, I can't explain this. I really cannot. There's got to be something funny with that other desktop computer, so I'm really sorry about sending out that other boo, but I still am curious. I don't know what the heck's the matter. There obviously is still some sort of problem. However, this computer has now connected to the cube. I'm on the home session. I was.
Window eyes. Task switching. Settings these per... Direct messages 2 of 16 items.
Okay, so we know we're in the cube, right?
Home 485 of 1887 items.
So that's cube information. We're getting it. Obviously, there's still a problem with my desktop, which runs Windows 7. I meant to have the update because what it did is it updated and it didn't restart. And so when it hadn't quite finished, I guess I was a little impatient. I had waited quite a while because even on the desktop computer, it had restarted much more quickly. But I went to the desktop and hit enter on the cube, and this is with the recording paused, so you missed it. But it ran, said it couldn't connect, and then it almost like restarted and was able to connect. So something obviously is not updating correctly on the Windows 7 machine, and I'm not sure how to go about fixing it. Anyway, thanks so much for everybody who got back to me. And we'll talk to you all soon. I mean to put a boo together with some impressions about the new AudioBoo app. Generally, I think it's pretty good, but I'll save that for another boo. Anyway, thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye for now.